for sound, most shows, a lot of it would have just been live and people would have been expected to just project. But as people's expectations have grown more and more, and are more and more used to just sitting at home or in the cinema and having the sound wash over them, sitting in an auditorium in a theatre and having to sit quietly and listen carefully to dialogue, you know, people aren't as interested in that anymore. So quite often people are mic'd up. Even sometimes now on plays, people will be wearing microphones, which never used to happen in the past. It does happen quite a lot with when you get TV celebrities that are in theatre shows that just aren't used to being having to project. Sometimes they get mic'd up. Sound effects for shows, even on a play. When I first started, people would turn up with their big reels of tape, and they would give that to me or one of the other guys at the beginning of the week. We'd have to go and lace it up. We'd be given a cue sheet, and we'd have to operate that ourselves, set all the levels and everything for each performance. Whereas nowadays, like I said, all the sound effects are on a computer. So the DSM would probably have the computer with them in the prompt corner, and they would give us two cables that would plug into our front of house speakers, just give us a left and right feed, and then they would just have a button that they press, and it would, because everything's pre-recorded and all the levels are set, they'll change the overall level to balance for your, again, the differences in your theatre. But yeah, the DSM would do it themselves nowadays. Stage-wise, I think stage-wise, things have just got bigger. Sets have got more complex. They want that West End look for every show they come and see. So quite often it's a West End set that's being toured around the country, which has its downsides because a lot of the time they're not built to tour. You know, there's a big difference between a set that's built, that's designed to be put up and taken down every week. You know, the way it's put together and built is more sympathetic to it happening once a week, whereas a show that's been built to go into the West End, in theory, has been built to just be put together and left on the stage for however many years. So yeah, that can make a difference as well. Lights have changed hugely over the years. Although the basic premise is just the same, it's, you know, most lights is a light bulb, a reflector behind it, and a lens in front of it, to be able to focus the light wherever you need it. But nowadays, obviously, there's what we call the moving lights, that you can program in the lighting desk to go to different positions. So before now, where you might need six lights because they all light different places, you can nowadays do it with one light because it can move itself to the different positions for each different scene.